No, I'm not going to worry about that one. I give up on the next one. It's all right to skip it. You might say you live in a building. The building where people live is a
house.
Mm-hmm. And two of them are
houses.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the big building on a farm where you might store crops, tools, animals?
Barn.
Mm-hmm. What is the building where you might store corn?
The silo.
All right.
Or the corn crib.
Is corn crib a separate building?
No.
It's in the barn?
Oh, yes, it is a separate building from the barn.
Mm-hmm. What about a building or a part of building where you might store grain?
Well, I've heard that called a granary, or I think a silo would be for either corn or grain. Mm-hmm.
Is granary used locally?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of the barn is the
hayloft or loft.
Mm-hmm. If you've got too much hay to get it all in the loft and you made a cone-shaped thing in the field, what would that be? Maybe with a pole up
there. Haystack.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a covered one?
Yeah. Oh, well, I've seen hay covered up.
But did you ever see a structure that maybe had poles and then a roof over it?
No.
Okay. If when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Well, they let it lie for a while. You mean?
Well, what are, you might gather it up into little somethings, into little whats.
I don't know. I live in a haystack.
Okay. Where would you keep cows?
Pasture.
If you had an indoor place for them?
Other than barn.
If you might keep them in the barn, all right. Where would you keep horses?
Stable.
Okay. Is there a place where cows might be kept to milk them? This would be an outdoor place.
I don't know the word for that.
Okay. How about a place to keep hogs and pigs?
Sty.
Any others?
Pen.
Do you know where people used to keep their milk and butter before they had refrigerators to keep it cool?
No.
Okay. What would you call a commercial farm where milk would be processed?
Dairy.
All right. Is that the only meaning that the word dairy has for you?
Yes.
Okay. How about a place around the barn where the animals might just walk around?
Barnyard.
Did you ever have anything to do with raising cotton, ever see it done?
Yes.
Okay. What would you call the process by which they get the weeds out from in between the corn, the cotton stalks, or they thin it out?
Cotton chopping.
Okay. And do you have names for types of grass that might grow up in a cotton field? Undesirable types.
Well, they have different kinds of weeds, but my family's not in the cotton farming business, mm-hmm. so we just call them weeds.
Okay. Cotton and corn grow in a
field.
All right. What would you call something that's smaller than a field? You might say a
garden.
Between a garden and a field, maybe. A tobacco
crop.
Now, this is the thing that it actually grows in. A watermelon
patch.
Mm-hmm. Is that, am I describing the size right? Is that smaller than a field?
Yes.
Is it bigger than a garden, or is the garden about the same?
Gardens can be as big as patches.
Okay.
I think of gardens as being planned and patches as sometimes being wild.
Oh, uh-huh. What kinds of fences might you have around a garden or around a house?
Picket, wooden